This year's Baseball Hall of Fame class will be announced tonight, and two former Indians players are on the ballot for the first time. Slugger Jim Thome and shortstop Omar Vizquel played for Cleveland during the 90s. Our commentator Terry Pluto is among the more than 400 members of the Baseball Writers Association of America who vote players into Cooperstown, and he joins me. Terry, you voted for Vizquel, but it doesn't look like he's going to make it in this year.
Right, they have all these websites now where people have made their ballots public. I have not until, in fact, just this morning is when the first time I put it up online. And you need to be mentioned on 75% of the ballots to get in.
Okay.
Jim Thome, 93%.
So he's very likely to get in.
Right. Why do you think he's a no-brainer?
612 homers in his career.
And home runs are easy to identify with. That's a ton. Usually if you get over 500 homers, it's almost a ticket to Cooperstown. So that's an easy one. Omar Vizquel is a tough one. Right now, it looks like he's about 30%. That'll keep him on the ballot. I think you have to be on like 15% of the ballots each year, and you stay on year after year. Because it's funny, you'll get your ballot, you look at some of these names, goes, whoever puts these guys on the ballot? You know, they kind of pick. I think their feeling is they'd rather pick too many guys for the first year, and then you get knocked off if you don't get enough support.
Okay.
So Omar will, as they say, live for another year of voting. But I am surprised at how little support he's receiving.
When you think of the name Omar Vizquel, one of the greats in Indians history and baseball history.
This is where the challenge is of how do you define greatness in terms of defense.
Okay.
Because offense, it's easy. He hit 612 homers. Or this guy's a lifetime 310 hitter. Mm-hmm. But how do you define like a guy's a really good shortstop? And they try computer models and things like that. But it's sometimes, Amanda, I think it just comes down to the eye test. And here's the problem. Where did Omar play most of his games? What teams was he with?
He was with the Indians, Seattle, and San Francisco.
Exactly. And other than San Francisco, none are particularly a big media market. Mm-hmm. I would say most of the time he played where people didn't see him play. And then when he was on the Indians, he was on that team with Jim Thome and Albert Bell and Manny Ramirez and all these sluggers. Mm-hmm. And I just think he is the greatest defensive shortstop I've ever seen. I guess it's just one of those things where people are looking at, you know, he was not a tremendous hitter and they're just, they don't see it.
I mean, at 39 years old, Omar Vizquel was still playing 4 errors in 152 games.
What a gold glove at 39. Most guys, by the way, that find when they get on the other side of 33 to 35 at their shortstops, they've been moved to second base or third base because their legs are out and they can't play. Shortstop's the most demanding position in the infield because you need the speed to go in both directions and you also need arm strength to make the long throw from the hole. And while Omar never had a bullet arm, it's funny, you would look at that and say, he was always just getting a guy by a step. I will say this, I think Francisco Lindor, the Indians' current shortstop, probably has a little more range than Omar. We are watching, by the way, with Lindor, a Hall of Fame career, because he's going to put up bigger offensive numbers than Omar, and he will be, you know, easier to vote in way back when, assuming he continues his ascension as it has. But I'm afraid looking at this, I don't know if Omar's ever going to make it.
So it just goes to show you there's so many factors that go into who gets into a Hall of Fame.
Right. Now, I do think what sometimes will happen, okay, he doesn't get that many votes. There will be, not only myself, but others will be writing, you know, this is a travesty in this. And it will cause people to reconsider their votes. I mean, I have voted for people later on that I didn't vote for when they originally appeared on the ballot because other people made the case for it.
All right. So not looking good for Omar Vizquel this year, but hopefully he can stay on the ballot next year and you'll continue to vote for him.
And hopefully Jim Thome will come out and say, Omar should be here standing next to me.
Terry, thanks.
Thanks.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports. At WKSU.org, he has some advice for the slumping Cavs.